When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
To WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Every Tuesday at 4, we are lucky enough to be joined by Jordan Mailata. Jordan's call brought to you by Colonial Hyundai. Shop online 24/7 at ColonialHyundai.com. Colonial Hyundai, the faster, easier, better way to buy a Hyundai. Jordan, how you feeling?
Doing good, guys. How you guys doing?
What's up, big dog?
So, Brandon Graham, season over due to the torn triceps. Can you, I guess, just give your perspective on what Brandon has meant so far as a teammate on the Eagles?
Oh, man, it's a rough one, man, just seeing my guy go out like that. But, man, at least he ended on a high, man. He was having a blinder on Sunday night, and he just means so much to this team just from a leadership standpoint. And you know, he's one of the best teammates that I've ever had and ever been around. And, you know, I think speaks volumes about the kind of character that he has when, you know, everyone in the city loves him for him, who he is as a person. So big loss in the locker room, but even bigger loss just as a friend.
Yeah, the one thing I'll say with this team, Jordan, is that, you know, the leadership on his team has been impeccable for years. And, you know, we lost Jason Kelce after last season, Fletcher after last season. We'll see what's going to happen with BG moving forward. And now Lane is there as the elder statesman. Those are like the forefathers of the team, of the team when it comes to the leadership. But you've been here long enough that you've been around these guys and under these guys. I could see where – I know you have natural leadership abilities, but I can also see where having those guys as leaders and mentors has really helped you sort of develop into the leader that you've sort of become. You're one of the vocal leaders on the team.
Oh, man, I've had great leadership, you know, in my years here for the Eagles. And, yeah, it's kind of sad when you put it like that, the big four, and there's only those two standing left. And so, man, I hope that BG can come back one more year. You know, I think just what he brings to the locker room, just from a leadership standpoint, you know, Lane's always going to lead by example and lead up front. And, you know, I've had the honor of playing alongside these two guys for the last, you know, 7 years. So I'm trying to set a good example just from what I've seen and you know, playing with these guys for 7 years. And hopefully I'm doing a good job.
7 years.
Man, I can't believe you've been here seven years already.
Seven seasons, man. Yeah.
Jordan Mailata is with us. He joins us every Tuesday at 4. Jordan, an awesome offensive performance on Sunday night. Is there a point, and you guys are running the ball so well, is there a point in the game where you've run so much and the offensive line has had that sort of success that you feel the defense start to break a little bit, where it becomes maybe a little bit easier is the wrong word, but you feel like you're able to impart your will a little bit more as the game goes on?
Yeah. You know, a big motto for us has always been, you know, who's going to be toughest the longest? And, you know, we really embody that just from, yes, just the way we're built and the way we're coached. And you can definitely see that, especially at halftime when you come back out. You know, we play good, but defense played better. You know, giving us more opportunities to go out there and put more film out. And, you know, defense doesn't like to be out there. let's be real. Defense, if you're out there for a long time, it's probably not a good time. You know?
Nope. Nope.
Yeah, our defense did a phenomenal job on the weekend, just giving us more opportunities to go out there and wear them down. And that's really what we did, just stick to the run game and, you know, just hopefully wear them down and try and overpower them.
It just seems like every first down you get in a drive like that must be sort of disheartening for the defense to have to start all over again and do it a minimum of three more times, right? And that's if they do stop you.
Times,
yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. You, and you can feel, when you're watching the game, you can sort of feel that start to shift. It happens at a different point in every game, but when you're watching it, you can feel it happen too.
Yeah, 100%.
So, I mean, we ask you this every week, but how can we not ask you when a guy has over 300 total yards of offense and 255 rushing? By the way, congratulations to you and your offensive line mates, along with Saquon and the rest of the offense, because it takes everybody when you're running the football as well as you all are running. But how much fun is it blocking for Saquon back there, man? How much fun is that for you as an offensive lineman?
Ah, it's so much fun, especially with a guy that has the patience and vision that he has, and you know, the explosiveness that he brings to an offense is, I mean, invaluable. Even if we all witnessed it on Sunday night, and it makes it fun, but like we don't really like. I don't think we relish the moment. I think we just keep playing the next play, but. You know, we watch the film back, and it's only then when we realize, man, that was really fun. It was after the game. You just kind of you finish blocking, he scores touchdowns, or he gets a big run, and you're just like, hell yeah, but you got to play the next down because you can only celebrate it for so long, and it's super fun.
Probably not as much fun as it is kicking D linemen's butt the way you guys do. I mean, seriously, when we watch you guys play, You can literally see the line of scrimmage moving up the field. Like when you guys get a hat on a hat, and it's like that D line doesn't know what to do. They don't know how to get around you. They certainly can't, you know, pull through. It's like you're watching a masterclass being put on display each week when we watch you guys block. And it's not the same type of blocking, right? As big as you guys are, you would think just fire off the ball and maul people. But there are some, you know, you guys are running traps, you're running counters, you're pulling tackles yeah. And guards. You're doing a lot that shows your athleticism too. How fun is that as a unit, being able to have basically the offense put on your shoulders?
Oh man, I think it comes down to at the end of the day to how we're being coached, and I think you know, Coach Stout and Sirianni with the situations and just the repetitions that we get, you know, during the week of the multiple different fronts that we'll get, talking through the techniques, walkthroughs, you know, that comes down to Coach Sirianni, you know, making sure that. You know, we're walking through the right amount of plays and, you know, taking care of us physically, so we're good to go out there on Sunday. And yeah, shout out to Coach Stout, man. He's tough to be coached by, but man, he set you up for success just from an IQ standpoint of knowing how the defense is going to play and knowing what technique to execute. So yeah,
Jordan, one more question. The Saquon plays that end up being 50, 60, 70 yard plays. Is there a moment while you're blocking and doing your thing where you know that that's about to happen, or does it happen so quickly that you're blocking and you turn around and he is 25 yards down the field? Like, is there a moment where you're like, oh no, I know what's about to happen, or does it just happen and you notice it afterwards?
No, you know. It's so funny, like it's sort of both, but sometimes it's more leaning to you just know, and everybody just hits it, you know. And when you feel like you've done your job, you just trust that the guy next to you has done his job, and you just the pointing in the air, you just you just kind of know. As soon as there's like one-on-one with the safety, you just know going to the house.
Well, Jordan, you know, as Ike mentioned, Saquon's having an amazing season, but it is not lost on us how you guys are pushing people around. And you guys both rely on each other, and he's a great player. But watching this offensive line work is a thrill, and it's great to see you guys beating up on other teams. So if you would keep on doing it, if you don't mind, we would love it.
No worries.
Okay.
Take it game by game, I guess.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. All right, Jordan. Thank you, man.
All right, big man. Right. Take care.
Yeah.
I always wonder that if it happens so quickly that they're like, oh, man. You know what I mean? But it must feel, because they're all working together in the same way, that if it's evolving in the right way, especially when you get to know the back and what he'll do, that early in the play, you just sort of feel that something's about to happen.
Yeah.
You know?
I mean, they are really, man, do we ever get tackles for losses?
It doesn't seem like it ever happens anymore.
Yeah. Right?
Only on the QB draws or whatever.
Right. Like, I don't see Saquon getting tackled in the backfield. Not since he slipped on the first play of the season. When he slipped in Brazil. I don't ever see him tackled in the backfield.
At the very least, they seem like 3-yard plays.
Yes, at the very least. At a minimum. Yep. Yes.
215-592-9494. Would you give Nick Sirianni an extension right now? I would. Tasty Cake Dom, you are on WIP. What's up, Tasty Cake? Tasty Cake Dom. He loves Tasty Cakes. That's why they call him Tasty Cake Dom. We'll get back to Tasty Cake Dom. Mm-hmm. Cowboy Jim, you're on WIP. What's up?
Spike.
Stewardess
Spike
Jim.
And Jack.
How are we feeling?
Cowboy Jim.
Cowboy Jim is right. So we're going to talk Cowboys. Do you want the 4 reasons why I regret having Howard Eskin's phone number?
I don't even know where that could go.
I'll leave that up to everybody else. Whatever you feel is...
I like the Howard one more.
All right. Jack votes for the Howard one.
4 reasons why I regret having the number. Having Howard's number is a mistake. Number 3, my friend's asking me to ask Howard for a Taylor Swift ticket. Okay? Number 2, Howard texted me over 10 times as when his bus will arrive so I can carry his bags up and down the steps to the charter plane.
What a prima donna.
Is that really happen?
It happens every time. I have to go down to the bus, take the bags out of the bottom of the bus, carry them up, put them ahead of his seat, and then I have to do the same thing on the way back. I have to take them down the steps, put them on the bus.
You hate to see someone change like that.
Yeah, what a prima donna. I don't know. When did this happen for him? And what's the number one?
And the number one, I can't understand most of his texts because Howard can't spell.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, that's a problem on Twitter, too.
Yeah, not a great texter.
Because
the
font's so big.
Yes.
What kind of world am I living in now where the Cowboys are not tanking? They're beating the commies? Jerry Jones is talking about re-signing McCarthy? What kind of world am I living in? I mean, come on. They're playing Cooper Rush. The Giants are playing Tommy DeVito. What's happening? What world am I living in?
It's the end, man.
Yeah, I'm going to tell you, what time is that game? 3:30, 4 o'clock Thursday?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, Thanksgiving game. Yeah,
we're putting a movie on when that damn game comes on.
No, you're going to play. And can I throw you under the bus for a moment?
Of course. Go right ahead.
Okay. So I bring bourbon for Hugh.
Yes.
Hugh drinks it, and it makes him happy. I'm up there having a good time last Wednesday, and who comes up behind me but Ike Reese? Can I get a bottle of alcohol? You don't drink, Ike. You don't drink. Oh, I want to give it to my friends. Oh, I'm a liquor store now. I'm supposed to give you alcohol for your Tito's for your friends to have.
Well, hold on. What I said was, I don't drink bourbon.
Yeah, Ike drinks.
Yes. Have you heard me with Surfside iced tea and vodka?
Yeah. Come on, man.
What I said was I would put the bourbon in my liquor cabinet. I have friends that come over. They may drink it.
Yeah, Ike's a vodka's man.
Yeah, it's just a way of me having just stock in my liquor cabinet.
Okay, fine. I'll get the Tito's. And I gave you candy.
No, stateside. Get them stateside.
Yes, what
stateside.
Are you talking about? Stateside.
Yeah.
I'll get the stateside. Fine.
Okay.
Fine. Yes. And I gave you candy. And what happened to that? You gave that away. So
Well, I passed. Yeah. I shared with everybody.
Yeah, he said a team guy.
That was the chocolate. What were those? Chocolate mints.
Oh, and some Mike and Ike.
And some Mike and Ike. Yeah.
And can I give a shout out to Merle, Mike, and Howard? They landed at 7 o'clock yesterday morning, and you guys had him on the show that day talking about things. Man, I got to give it to them.
Not us.
Well, not you guys.
Well, yeah, we had Howard on at 6.
Yeah. Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
You don't get credit for that.
Wait, hold up. Yeah, let's hang a banner for him for going to work. What are we doing here?
Old guys. That's talking. What they are.
We're old guys, too. I mean, not quite as old as Howard, but old, you know?
They are foxhole guys. 7 a.m. they land, and there they are on the show doing stuff.
I love it. You're calling them foxhole guys, yet you're blowing up the Howard spot for making you carry his luggage.
Yes.
Oh, well.
Does he at least tip you?
Are you kidding me? He just says, thanks a lot, idiot. Now go away and do this again next time. That's all I ever get.
And you know he starts that text message with, hey, dope.
Yeah, hey, genius.
Hey, genius.
Yeah, yeah. That's true. That could be another reason why I shouldn't have his number, because everything is idiot or dope or moron.
Well, that
get my bag.
That doesn't make you special. That just makes you.
Yeah,
that
it makes you one of everybody else. Yeah.
All right, Cowboy Joe.
Go, Cowboys. We're going to the playoffs. Bye, losers.
All right.
Well, who can forget the last time?
He's so defeated, by the way.
No, he's got
nothing.
No backbone anymore.
Yeah.
The last time Howard got directly off of a flight from L.A. and was forced to go on the air.
Yeah, he towed on Alshon.
Oh, that was the Alshon one.
Yeah, we had this happen.
It's a source. Do you know who it is?
Yeah.
Are you willing to tell us?
Yeah, why not? Alshon Jeffrey.
Ah. Ooh, boy. That's still a classic moment.
Yeah, why not? Yeah. Oh, man. Still what a moment. What a moment. They definitely had him on no sleep. That
dude,
is a no sleep
moment. No doubt
move.
About it. Yep. Yeah, that was a classic moment right there.
Tasty Cake, you back?
I'm back. I don't know. Spike, I have an IV in my right arm right now, so I'm left-handing it. I don't know if that messed up the phone, so I apologize.
Yeah, it's all good. You doing all right there? I know you're rehab.
I lost my doggy yesterday, Spike.
I heard Crimpet, right? Is that the name of your dog? Yeah.
Yeah, so that's
God bless, man. God bless. I'm so sorry for how old was your dog?
Oh, you mean lost the dog as in passed away?
Yeah.
Oh, man. Yeah. I thought you meant lost.
No.
Yeah.
How old was he?
12 years, 8 months.
Well, as I always say, man, it's incredibly sad, but the amount of joy that you two were able to share, and I'm sure every time Crimpet looked at you, he was like, oh, this is the best day ever. So you guys had a lot of best days ever together.
I love the name, Tasty Cake.
Yeah, well, of course he's got a name. His dog,
Crimpet,
yes.
Yeah. I love it.
And he was brown and white, so he was a Crimpet.
All right. Well, we're so sorry you lost your doggy,
you.
Man.
I appreciate it.
Yep.
I want to give your dad a shout out, Spike, because I was listening to him Saturday morning, and there was an angry caller that called in taking shots at your guy's show, and Howard squashed him like a bug. Yeah, squashed him like a bug.
Oh,
there's no way he defended this show.
squashed him like a bug.
Wow, that's surprising.
I did not hear about that.
Yeah,
I didn't like it too much because, you want to criticize. I mean, this is the show I listen to, and I think you guys are the best show. You want to criticize the show, but there was some name-calling in there.
Name-calling? Who was this caller?
Well, we might have to find that audio.
I'm very familiar with him.
Is it the Chuck call? Yeah, I think this is the Chuck call.
Oh, it's Chuck.
Oh, wow.
Well, it's more about it was more anti-Spike than.
Oh, really?
Well,
come on, man.
Yes. Well, we knew it really had to do with Spike. Yeah, we knew that.
Well, you got to be 5'6" to call after 2 p.m. So you don't hear him on this show anymore. So
I wanted to talk about Nick, but one thing since you had Jordan Mailata, first of all, BG is off. I got to tell you, some of the Eagles players that we have had in my lifetime are such all heart. Like, they play with BG's one of them, and I'm talking to one right now. And those are the guys I love the best.
Oh, thank you. Thank you, Tasty Kate.
Yeah.
So, I wanted to ask you guys, so you guys take an awful lot of calls, but over the summer I had a debate with Elliot. He was saying that the offensive line would regress.
Yes.
Has he backed
backpedaled on that?
Yes.
Yeah, he said he was wrong.
I beat him into submission on that one.
Yeah, he was so worried that he wanted them to take an offensive lineman in the first round.
And no, an offensive guard.
Guard,
the tackle you can make a logical case for.
Yeah, Ike has made him pay for that several times since then. So, yes, for sure.
Yeah. And anybody that wouldn't re-up Nick Sirianni, I mean, I'll take 12 wins and a trip to the Super Bowl every year, every other year. I'll take that all day long.
Hmm. Yeah, I would as well. Now let's hope there's another Super Bowl trip. You know, he can only well, live off that first one for so long. But I'm with you. I think he's done an excellent job. And I came in. I will continue to say I came in as a doubter. I did not have any confidence in him. I thought they should have fired him. I said it over in the offseason. And I didn't think he was going to be able, to his credit, I didn't think he was going to be able to manage the politics of this situation with the public perception of him and the situation he was in, and with two coordinators that are both, you know, are Vic Fangio specifically is a high, you know, level, high ego, and I say that complimentary, mm-hmm. you know, coordinator. Kellen Moore in there, who, by the way, probably wants a head coaching job somewhere, so wants to be able to show his stuff. And I think that I thought it was a difficult situation for Sirianni, and he's handled it great. You know, the fact that they're 9-2, I think, is I'm happy, but I'm actually stunned at the they are in the situation they are now, and he deserves a lot of credit for it.
Well, they got five more wins coming, Spike. And let me paint you a picture. It's going to be 24-20 in the Super Bowl, and they're going to go to Josh Allen five times with his jaw dropping when Jalen goes 75 yards down and puts it in and gives us another parade. That's what's going to happen.
Well, your lips to God's ears.
That's right. Okay.
That's right. I would, to celebrate a Super Bowl, look, there's three of us on this show. Two of us would be very happy with that scenario. I think one would probably wouldn't come in the next day. So
yeah, well, listen.
That's my main, because I love Jack. Mm. And I feel bad that we're so opposite. Like, I want him to compliment Jalen. It's like a Christmas wish almost.
What do you think, Jack, for Christmas?
Yeah, what's up with that?
Yeah. Give it to Tasty Cake.
I'll think about it, Tasty Cake.
Well, that's more than we've ever gotten.
I'll tell you the one time, Tasty Cake, that Jack got caught in the moment. Do you remember when it was?
I know. I mean, yeah, but not really.
What happened?
You remember when it was. You got caught in the moment. You were excited for Jalen. It's ironically, it's almost a year to the date.
Yep.
It's almost a year to the date.
Well, what happened?
When they beat Buffalo in overtime.
Oh, yeah, really? Yeah, I remember that.
He was excited that day, that next day, that Monday. I remember it.
Well, people forget I was originally a Jalen guy, noticed he was a winner, and then I was bullied off it by everyone on the show.
That's actually not – you must have been pissed off because he took over for Carson.
Yeah, well, I was anti-Carson at that point.
Oh,
yeah.
You had turned.
Yeah.
Okay.
He didn't want to stay in the fire with me.
No,
left me.
That gets forgotten.
Yes.
All right. Not on this show.
Yeah. All right. Tasty Cake, we got to go, man. Good luck with your rehab. And again, very, very sorry about you losing your dog.
Thanks a lot, Spike.
All right, Tasty Cake.
All right, Tasty Cake.
Yeah, he left me. Yeah, he left me.
Yeah. But now I miss him.
Did I bully you into being anti-Carson?
He didn't want to be a part of this side of taking the heat from everybody.
That was a rough time at WIP.
It was.
I was a young pup in the field, knowing much better now. I'm going down with the ship, baby.
See? That's what I did.
Yeah.
I went down with the ship.
Well, what ship are you going down with?
Dude, he's not that good of a quarterback.
I don't want you going down with that ship. Get off of that one.
All right.
Oh, no. Be there till I die.
So good news for you is I believe your favorite segment of the WIP afternoon show is Flyers in 50. So
that has become my favorite. It's over top 5-5.
Yeah, bro.
You were looking for something.
Yep. Well, you kept coming at him. So
don't worry. You're the subject today.
Of the top five? Yeah. Why? I didn't do anything wrong today.
I know. It was really yesterday's show made me jog my memory.
Okay.
Yeah, something I've been wanting to do for a little bit.
All right. Well, coming up next... We are the number one Flyer show in the city.
That's right.
So we prove it next by talking about it for 50 seconds with Broads. This is the WIP Afternoon 50 Show.
50 more seconds than anybody else is doing it.
It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. It is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Don't forget, Top 5 of 5 coming up in a half an hour, right at 5. That's
also a new song.
A new song?
Yeah, start at the 5 o'clock hour.
Oh, really?
Yeah, Rage is Dead.
Wait a minute, but this has to be a show discussion.
Well, two-thirds, and arguably the most important voice said maybe it's time for a new show or a new song.
Over Rage?
Well,
it's been
there
since the beginning of the
show. Spike, the delegation, I played Pearl Jam one too many times, and they had a secret meeting.
Hold on. Rage Against the Machine is way more acceptable, has to be the delegation, than Pearl Jam.
Well,
I don't think we really know the difference.
They don't know the difference. And it's just
Rage Against the Machine is that.
Relax. But it's all under the same umbrella.
It's not. Pearl Jam and Rage Against the Machine are not under the same umbrella. One is a rap rock group, and one is Pearl Jam.
Rap rock. Rap rock.
Yes, that's what Rage. You should play the whole Rage song for him to hear it. You are a disgrace. I told you to ease off the friggin' Pearl Jam. Pearl Jam, I told you to ease off the Pearl Jam, and you cost me Rage.
You said Dissonance was a GOAT return song.
Oh!
And they had a meeting, and they said,
are we bringing 3-6 Mafia to 5 o'clock, as we talked about at least?
No.
I don't even know
we
what that is.
We talked about Annie Up.
Yeah, we did.
We talked about Annie Up.
That's a good one. We might have to get...
All right, that's all I'm saying.
We might need to get, what's our guy, 3?
Astronauts in the Ocean?
Yes.
Yeah, that can go away for Annie Up. I'm fine with that. This is disgraceful. I'm in a bad mood for Flyers in 50 now. It's unbelievable. All right. We're the official Flyers show in Philadelphia.
Well, it sounds so downtrodden.
We prove it. This isn't downtrodden. This is pissed
outrage.
Off. Yeah. Broads, you there? Our guy Broads, Hunter Brody.
Enough with the nonsense. All right. Let's get to what's serious in town.
The Flyboys.
Yeah, you kidding me? Now I think
shut his hole.
Whoa! I think you're setting me up because every time I'm on, I get the text. Right? It's never after a huge win. It's never after winning 3 in a row. It's wait until they blow a 3-0 lead at home, and then, let's see if Broads wants to hop on to talk about it. Then whenever I want to reflect on anything good, you just start getting angry at me that I'm dating back too far, you know, too early.
Broads,
you're a joke.
Broads,
yeah.
Relax. Now, look, hold on.
The clock did not start.
Yeah, I understand the concern, but I would have to know all the things that you're talking about to put you in this position. You're giving me way too much credit, you know.
That's
so,
fair.
All right.
That's fair.
All right.
Can I say something? Hold on. I always have to say something before we go.
You don't have to.
You already said enough.
I have to.
Okay.
I have a confession to make.
Okay.
Because last week, you asked me if I was ready to give Tortorella credit, and I said I never will. Well, now I'm stuck because I saw something against Chicago that I actually...
No one even knows who the Blackhawks are.
Stuff. This is going to happen in the 50. Hit the thing so we can't talk yet.
Flyers in 50 with Hunter Brody.
You guys suck. Flyers were down 2 goals in the 3rd period on Saturday, and my man Matvei Minkov with the overtime game winner on a 4-on-3 man advantage. Then he adds another goal in the loss to Vegas, an absolute snipe in the slot. Should have been even more of a hero if it wasn't for Morgan Frost, who can't hit an open net, which would have put Matvei Minkov on like huge talking points all around the league for taking over nonstop, but Morgan Frost stinks. Let's give a little shout out to Sanheim for being a workhorse, eating minutes, just logging in 25 plus as a number one D-man. That's no joke. And that contract we thought was going to age horrendously, but not no more. It is beautiful to see.
Yeah, that happened at just the right time.
No, it didn't. It was ready to get into Danny Briere, maybe making a trade for a prospect.
There we go. That's what I'm talking about. I got one question, yep. Broads. What is a slip in the snot, or would you say it was a...
excuse me, a slip knot? That's a
snipe in the slot?
Yeah, what'd you say?
A snipe.
snipe. Oh, a snipe in the slot. You kidding me? You're right in front of the netminder, right? And you got plenty of space to operate. And this man in the slot, maybe 5-6 feet out from the goalie, rips it twine. You know what I mean?
Well, I love it, man. That is, listen, that is good. That's good hockey jargon
it
here,
is,
man.
It's
good stuff, man.
Yeah, of course.
Now, can I get actually back to the confession? Because I hopped on, I heard you guys all say that you got to go down with the ship, right?
Yeah.
With the whole Carson Wentz thing and all.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know what to do, because what I saw Michkov do would have never happened if Torch didn't put him into the press box.
Wow.
In the mud on that was an absolute joke of a decision. Where now I don't know what to say. Do I have to go down with the ship? Do I willingly open up my heart and say I made a mistake? I'm not the professional here. That's why I'm calling into you guys.
Well, I think your heart is in the right place. So here's the thing. If you believe this did help, then you reserve the right to be able to change on Torts.
Yes. New information.
Yeah.
It takes a big man to say, hey, I was wrong. But don't just back off it because there are people who are saying, well, what about Torts now? If you believe that he would have done this anyway.
That's a fair point.
So to clarify, it's not about the goal scoring. It's about what he did without the puck. A beautiful back check to the house.
What's he doing? He's doing it again.
It was a great back check. What am I doing?
Can you play the horn again?
What am I doing?
I love what you're doing, man.
There we go.
How many people have the passion that Bros has for Flyers, man? Not many.
Al Morgani does. I ran into Al over the weekend in the studio. He comes knocking in during my break. He starts, just spitting off fire.
Bro.
Damn, Al, it's not even 10 a.m. yet.
Al Morgani's never shown passion for anything in his life. You kidding me?
Flyers hockey, dude. Flyers hockey.
All right.
We should do this segment together next week. Me and Al call in at the same time.
Yeah, you can do that on Friday afternoon or something.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. And then
when no one's here.
Hockey
in the hood.
Maybe on Thanksgiving you guys can work that in.
Yeah. All right. So, bro.
You're real, you know what? All of you, except for I.
Bro, there we go. Yeah. Of course. When are you on the radio again?
I'm on Wednesday after the Turkey Bowl.
Oh, okay.
Man, talk about it.
Yeah.
Turkey Bowl's Jack.
What?
No, Jack was going to say something negative.
Yeah, he wanted to take a shot at you.
Yeah.
He was going to
take a shot at the morning show and the Turkey Bowl and Broats all at once. So I just sort of stopped it from happening. All right, Broats. It'll be on Wednesday night. Probably about what? 10 o'clock? 9:30? 10 o'clock?
Yeah.
Something like that.
10 o'clock says the schedule, but you never know. Happy Thanksgiving, you guys.
Happy Thanksgiving,
Broats.
Thankful for you, Broats.
Yeah. And you can follow Broats on Twitter at Broats81. Speaking of Twitter question brought to you by Mark's Jewelers, the official sponsor of the Afternoon Show Fantasy Football League. Start your holiday shopping at marks-jewelers.com. A new question that Jack threw up there. What is the bigger Creed song, Higher or One Last Breath? Now, Higher has 77% of the vote, but what I would say about One Last Breath is I don't think people know that One Last Breath is One Last Breath.
And One Last Breath's the better song.
Yes, but I think people know it as Hold Me Now, I'm 6 feet from the edge, and now I'm thinking I'm so far down. I don't think they know it as One Last
Breath.
As One Last Breath, yeah. But, Higher is a wonderful song. Wonderful song. But I don't think it gets at people like One Last Breath does.
Now, the key to Ike in Flyers and 50, and what I've learned about Ike, he's a big jargon guy.
Oh, he likes the jargon?
He likes the different sports jargons.
I do.
Yep. So with baseball, I say like ched or shove. Hockey lingo and baseball lingo, I think, are top tier.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I love it. Because football lingo is it's so normal now because everybody talks football. But Broads goes in, man, and he's fired up, man. Yeah. What did he say?
Slip in the slot. It sounded like we needed to dump him.
No, a snipe from the slot.
A snipe from the slot.
You know what it meant, Jack?
Yeah. Well, I played hockey.
The back of the twine.
Yeah, you got to tickle the twine.
Wait, you played ice hockey? No, you didn't.
When I was like six. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Hell no, that don't count.
I told you that I played ice hockey in high school, right? Did I tell you that? So at Episcopal, I did. I swear, you're giving me that face. I did. People, I'm sure there's somebody listening who saw it happen. So at Episcopal, there was no gym class. You had to play a sport, a competitive sport. So I decided to play ice hockey. The sort of curveball here is I had never ice skated before in my life.
I still have never been on a pair of ice skates.
But I did rollerblade. And I was like, it must be similar.
But the same,
it's pretty similar, except for stopping is not similar at all. So I played JV ice hockey. I did not know how to stop. So I would just cross-check people if I needed to stop. After the second game of the year, after my third, I think, cross-checking penalty, I did not play again. I sat on the bench the rest of it. But I did try to play ice hockey. All right.
We did not have ice hockey at my school.
Yeah. Not particularly surprised on that one. The first practice, too, is terrifying. Is because there's not a lot of rinks, so
sure.
so you either practice early in the morning or late at night, and they had this thing. The first practice was called captain's practice, no coach there. Ah. I didn't know how to skate. I was also fat, so I looked like the Stay Puft Marshmallow Man and all the hockey gear, just sort of.
Were you a goalie?
No.
Oh.
Yeah. Just fat. All right. 215-592-9494. Oh, no. I see who's on the line wants to talk about the fantasy league. We'll also talk about Sirianni. That is a disheartening feeling. Not quite as bad as when you get in your shower and there's no hot water. The worst. The worst because you know you're going to have a cold shower. But the second thing, you know you got to replace the water heater in your house. I'm going to make this pain-free because all you got to do is remember the two words when that happens. The two words are Bradford White. It is the best. You deserve the best water heater. Your family at your home. Maybe you own a business. Maybe your water heater goes at work. Your employees. They all deserve the best. And Bradford White is built to be the best. Going to last a long time. Better, longer than any water heater you could buy. It's good. You're not going to have to worry about it for at least a decade. You're not even going to have to worry about the water heater. The second thing is it's made 100% in the United States. So whether you want one of those newfangled tankless water heaters or one of the OGs, the regulars, Bradford White is the one that's going to hook you up with the performance you expect and you deserve. So when it's time, when the hot water doesn't come out of the faucet anymore, you need a water heater, go to bradfordwhite.com, find a plumbing pro near you. Yoshi in Brewery Town, you're on WIP. What's up, Yosh?
My man Spike, Big Ike, Jackie, baby, happy Tuesday. What's up, fellas?
Wow.
What up, Yosh?
What up, Yosh?
Spike, was you talking about me waiting on the line wanting to talk about that stuff you were saying?
Yeah, you know you do.
Come on, man. Hey. Oh, man, come on, man. What's the name? Let's not even go there. I call to talk about Sirianni.
Oh, that's that's a lie.
Wait, listen, man. Let's just look. I would sign Sirianni whenever. I sign him right now. I sign him in 2025. I mean, the dude that helped this team after a Super Bowl winning quarterback be relevant. I mean, he lost the team last year, but he righted the ship. He got him back. I mean, his dudes love him. Like Elliot said, he's a winner. So let's keep rolling with him. I mean, I love Ted Lasso, and he my Ted Lasso. So we can just keep going with him. Barbecue sauce. Let's keep on rolling with him. Now that I got that out of the way.
You know, real quick, Yosh, just to piggyback on that, because when we were talking about with Elliot said that they can definitely get whatever the top candidate is with the Eagles, and this is a desirable job. I think it is a desirable job because of the talent and because of the organization.
Yeah.
I don't think necessarily any coach wants to be here.
That's a good point.
Because of their setup of the way that they do things, I think it puts you into a certain category of coach. Now, I'm not saying that the top candidate this offseason won't be that kind of coach, but they want a particular...
The setup matters.
Yes. They want a particular sort of... They don't want a guy who's going to come in here, and it's the same reason they weren't interested in Jim Harbaugh, and they don't want a guy who's going to come in here and run roughshod over the organization. They want a guy who is going to play nice with the entire infrastructure of it. And I think that while they have had success with Doug and Nick Sirianni, it does limit the number of candidates who are specifically going to be interested in the job. So that's it. Go ahead, Yosh. I'm sorry.
I totally agree. We're saying the only person that I would, we're saying even sniffed it his way, we're saying is Ben Johnson. But who's to say Ben Johnson would be a good, we're saying, head coach? I mean, you look at, Josh McDaniels, what's his name? Like, everybody wanted him, and then he just sucked that daggone head coaching, two times?
But, twice.
Twice. We're saying, like you said, Nick Sirianni is what they want. Long as what's name he not doing all that dumb stuff, making a scene, being Brad B. Real on the sideline and all that, and long as this team keeps winning.
Brad B. Real.
I agree. When he acting up, he Brad B. Real. Don't be hating.
And yeah, I was going to say, I don't know if they know who Brad B. Real is.
I know Jack knows who Brad.
Malibu's
Brad
Most Wanted.
That's the cool guy.
I never saw that movie.
Oh, you know, oh yeah.
No, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
you better stop recognizing white people what's saying to act like black fools and not know who the black fools is. You're going to chill out because you said that real quick.
Well, I do know who Brad B. Real is. I've seen Malibu's Most Wanted.
But you knew that one pretty fast and didn't know that it was a black person.
In Gladiator, yes, I know, yes.
Okay, was it black people in Homicide? Let me stop. Hey, Spike.
Yeah.
Hey, Spike.
Yeah.
I say this with the utmost respect, brother.
Oh, my God.
And you know I love you. I shook your hand yesterday I when you came from behind.
Will you just get to it?
Will you get to it?
What's name? I hug you and everything. I was sitting up here. I said, you know what? Spike like this hoodie. I'm looking into getting you one. What you like, a large?
Yeah, medium or large. Depends on the, large works. Yeah.
Yeah, what's now? I was thinking about getting you one. I was thinking about, you know, I'm off a couple of Mondays. I'm going to come down and I'm going to bring y'all some little treats because I love y'all and everything. But, Spike,
yeah.
I own you.
You don't own
me. I own you, brother.
It's a cheap win.
I own you. If we was in jail, guess who get the top bump? Me, little dude. I got the top bump. I take all your commentary.
Phone check,
brother. I own you. You are now mine. Put your hand in my back pocket.
Oh, God. Would you move on from this?
He's not even going to make the
prison
playoffs.
Scene.
Yeah.
Hey, he mine. I put up not 1 point last night, and I still won. I own a spot with my fraud team. But guess what? Your fraud team cannot beat my fraud team.
My right fraud team was on a bye. I basically had a bye yesterday.
You always got a freaking excuse. I'm tired of it.
All right.
Get out of here.
I vote 5 times for you to shave your head. I got some clippers, and I'm come down there and let me do the clippers.
You can shave my head if you want. I don't care. Jack's the one who's a baby about it, not me.
Don't tell me what a good time, because I'll come down there with my clippers and trim you up and everything. Don't worry about it. I'll give you a buzz.
Would you end this call,
yeah,
Yoshi?
All right, Yoshi. We got to go.
All right.
Real quick, funny thing about
out of control,
funny thing about Gladiator, and yes. this goes back to an afternoon show from a couple weeks ago. So went to see Gladiator 2 on Saturday afternoon, my wife and I. A great time, by the way. If you're thinking about seeing it, it doesn't rewrite movie history or anything. It's a lot like the first one, but it was a good watch.
Yeah.
So we're sitting there. I think we're on our way to the movie, my wife and I. Maybe we're there. Maybe we're on our way. And she goes, the casting for this seems a little weird. And I said, why? And she said, Denzel Washington, I think it's a little weird that he's in Gladiator. And I said, why? She was like, because he's a black guy. Gladiator. And I go, you know, there's a black guy in the first Gladiator. Huh, I can't believe you didn't know that. But I didn't tell her that you didn't know
it. I didn't know it.
Yeah, yeah. It is a good flick, though.
Yes.
It was a good flick. Yeah.
You in on Paul Mescal?
He's the handsome young guy that plays the son.
Russell Crowe's character?
Yeah. It's a good flick, man. Good flick. A lot of good fighting.
Good graphics.
Good CGI.
CGI stuff, yeah.
I enjoyed it quite a bit.
All right.
Got a little misty-eyed toward the end as well. I'm a bit of a crier.
Wow, okay.
Yeah, right. Well, I got to get a little misty-eyed at the end of the original Gladiator.
This is really...
Not that. I wasn't snotty.
I haven't gotten misty-eyed at a movie since I originally saw Titanic.
Oh, really? I've never seen Titanic.
Made you cry about Titanic.
Huh? It's a great love story, man. Jack and Rose.
It's the love story.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
And they died.
Well, she didn't die.
Well, yes, you're right. I mean, how many people on the damn ship died, man?
Told you, it's about my great-great-uncle.
You did tell me that.
Yeah, it's a lie.
But what portion of the movie made you cry? Like, was it on the raft?
Well, when she let him go. Yes.
Ah, never let go, Jack. Okay.
Yeah. She let him go.
Yeah. There's Ike
crying, 20 years old
in the theater.
Because you were probably, 22.
I was in college. I didn't cry.
Oh.
I'm saying it, teared up.
You're never
nothing wrong with
this.
A good little well up.
Yeah, I think so. I'm a crier during movies.
I cried when Ricky got shot.
Yes.
Who we all know. Yeah. Hey, I said Ricky got shot. He knows exactly what I'm talking about.
Jack doesn't.
Nope.
No.
Boys in the Hood.
Boys in the Hood.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Come on, man. He was going to college. He was on his way out the hood.
Yep.
He's going to USC, man.
That's a that scene hurts.
It does hurt.
That scene hurts. Yep.
Oh, man. What about when String got shot?
I was a grown-ass man by the time Stringer got shot, man. Yeah, I was fully developed emotionally by the end.
Jack's hardened by the NFL.
Jack's trying to bring in his wire cred.
Yeah,
You like how I bounced right back?
Yeah, yeah.
Wasn't sure who Ricky Waters was.
Yeah. No, not Ricky Waters.
And for the fact that you said you don't know who Ricky Waters is.
No, I know who he is.
Okay.
Yeah, okay.
Come on, former Eagle, great.
All right. Top five of five is next, yes. Do you want to, you already hinted at it. Do you want to hint at it again?
It's related.
I don't like it. Can we cancel it, do something else? Top five Phillies moments from the year or something?
There was none.
Oh,
they're
okay.
Dead.
Okay.
I was going to say, don't tempt him.
Oh, and then I got to get to this Ken call, because I think he has the wrong perception of what I think of Ken from Cinnamon. So,
oh, interesting. Yeah, it might be related.
Yeah. Oh, Jesus. All right. Top five is next. It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.